Hello, everyone. This is episode 2 of the Sharkatoonie Chronicles.
I'm Ella.
And I'm Amelia.
Last episode, we talked about Band. If you missed it, listen to it! It's titled Episode Band.
This episode is a Lord of the Rings-themed episode, including interviews, discussions, and fun facts.
We have two guests that will be interviewed today. And we have with us now.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Alana.
Thank you for coming on our show. Out of the scale of expertness, Alana, you were considered slightly above average. How does that make you feel?
Yay.
Now, what is the first thing you think about when you hear What is the first thing you think about when you hear Lord of the Rings?
You, actually.
Why do you think that is?
Because you're so freaking obsessed with it. It's amazing.
True. What is your favorite part of Lord of the Rings, and why is that your favorite?
Battle of Helm's Deep, or for Helm's Deep, whatever. And because it's the most awesome part.
Why is it the most awesome?
Because it's just so good.
Is there any, like, specific part of that battle that you think is noteworthy?
When the elves arrive to fight alongside everyone else, and when Aragorn throws Gimli, that's pretty funny. And then when Legolas slides down the stairs and the shields, and then there's the entire time Legolas and Gimli are counting how many orcs they kill and competing about it.
Sounds pretty amazing. How do you think Lord of the Rings was organized and then scripted? Do you think it was done well?
Yes. I'm just going to say yes because I don't know what the question means.
Okay. What do you think Peter Jackson's role was in this?
What do you mean by role?
Like, what do you think he put into Lord of the Rings?
Probably, like, a lot of the choreography, like the small details that only a director would see, because the books are books. They don't have every battle scene laid out. And so while there's probably other people that helped with it a lot, he, as a director, had a lot of say in those.
How much do you actually know about Peter Jackson?
I know that he's the director of Lord of the Rings and The Hobbit, and that he's often seen in the movies eating a carrot, and that his kids are in the 3 Lord of the Rings films.
Is there anything you would like to add?
No, not really.
Thank you, Alana.
Now for a quick fun fact. How much training did Peter Jackson receive?
Trick question. Peter Jackson received no formal training. He never went to college.
Now, on to the next interview. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I am Connor McCulloch.
On the scale of expertness, you are considered above average. How does this make you feel?
Pretty good. I think that it's important that people know about Lord of the Rings. It's kind of a classic, so to be known as above average is kind of cool.
Wonderful. As the first question, what's the first thing you think about when you hear Lord of the Rings?
I actually think about the Nazgul. They're very powerful and kind of a symbol of the awesomeness, so to speak, of Middle-earth.
What's your favorite part?
Oh, my favorite part, I really like the part where they summon the spirits to go fight, and I also enjoy the Battle of Gondor.
Would you like to describe why that is?
The spirits of the dead concept is a really cool concept, in my opinion, and the Battle of Gondor is just, it's a very large-scale battle, and for some reason, I really like the giant, the Oliphants that they have, and the Witch King makes an appearance there with his awesome helmet, which I, for some reason, find very awesome.
The Battle of Minas Tirith lasts for about 2.5 hours. Is there any one part that you especially like?
Oh, that's hard. The emotional scene when Theoden dies, spoiler alert. That's a very emotional and very powerful scene.
I could not agree more. And also, Connor. On to the next question. You are, as a whole, not considered an expert, but you do know a fair amount about the music. What do you think about the music?
I'm impressed by the sheer amount of music that the writer was able to create. It's amazing how much music there is in Lord of the Rings, because it's playing almost constantly, and the quality of the material is outstanding, in my opinion.
Are there any themes of Lord of the Rings music that you think are especially inspiring and emotional?
A theme, I think maybe there's kind of going along with the plot of Lord of the Rings. Hope is a very important element in this music. It's very dramatic, and it's just cool how they add hope in there, and in the movie, while you're watching it, it's kind of spurring you on. You want to watch more. It's kind of, maybe this that might sound weird, but it's kind of a subconscious, I want to keep watching. This is really awesome.
How do you think the composer used the different kinds of instruments to create a mood?
So he used a lot of highs and lows to create a very dramatic effect, like I said earlier. There's a part in Fires of Isengard with the violins that is super awesome. It must have been a very large orchestra, because he used dynamics, loud and soft, to really drive the message that they were communicating at that point in the movie.
What are your general thoughts on the music of Lord of the Rings?
Just wow. Like you said earlier, it is very inspiring, and it fits the story very uniquely. Kind of a side note, but the music sounds kind of like the Rogue One music, which is specifically for the Rogue One movie. This is similar, but it's on a different world, and it's set perfectly for the plot and the characters. So even though it's kind of in the same style of music as Rogue One, for example, it's able to portray a different message a little bit and suit the story perfectly.
It was once said that the composer was inspired when he wrote the music for Lord of the Rings. Do you feel that this is so?
For sure. If he wasn't inspired, I think a lot of it would have just fallen flat and been kind of just an extra added thing that wasn't needed. But because he was maybe inspired, then it makes it kind of a necessary part of the story and makes it a lot more meaningful.
It just seems to me that you have avoided saying the composer this whole time. Do you actually know who the composer is?
His last name, Richard Shores, is that right?
You're close, it's Howard Shores. Oh. Do you know anything about the composer?
No, he wrote some other music for other movies, I know, but I don't actually know a lot about him.
Okay, is there anything else you would like to add?
I don't know, it's just a very awesome soundtrack, and I think we can all appreciate how much the music means to the movie and to the message.
Thank you for joining us.
Yep.
Structure. When asked what, I don't remember. When I asked Stefan, who was a non-expert in Lord of the Rings, that's a scientific word right there.
Yes.
He had never seen the movie before. When I asked him what characters he heard a lot about, he said, and I quote, "I think of hobbits."
That, I mean, there's hobbits in it, but As anyone of Lord of the Rings fans should know, that is not the full story.
Not only this, but when I asked him if there were any characters, parts, or music he hears a lot about, he only said this, and I quote again, "I only think about hobbits and Gandalf."
Hobbits and Gandalf. I think he missed about, like, six other species, let unknown characters.
Let unknown characters?
Well, that's fine, save me.
Guys, the bell ding-dong-dinger.
Is it? No, it didn't.
Does it?
No, it
but,
doesn't.
Like, what time is it?
Like,
wait, pull it down.
Hold on.
Well, we're still recording.
Oh, yeah, it's like, I can't get out. Wait.
Just look at my section. They're all so beautiful.
Get out.
How?
Telling Sally you said that.
No, Sally. I can't. Oh, I can. Wait. Okay, it's fine. It's still recording. It's fine.
That was amazing.
Wait, where are we?
You were at the...
Wait, hold on.
Right.
You were
there.
At... Oh, I can read. With answer.
You wrote it, man.
Okay. With this answer, that means he doesn't know that our species, man, is in Lord of the Rings. Well, at least what he heard, it would be a good movie. At least his childhood hasn't failed that much. Not as much as mine. The sad part is, he doesn't know that there is no life without Lord of the Rings. He said life is good at the end.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, how can you have good life without Lord of the Rings? It's not how it works.
That's exactly my point.
At a certain point, that's true, but our lines are good.
You're on the line.
Why?
Obviously, what do you mean? That's
our
an
line.
N.
That's an N.
No, okay, just keep going. I give up. I'm going to need to edit the line.
We've seen Lord of the Rings.
Scene is an understatement. I believe I've watched it at least 25 times.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It's almost it's almost cute. How little It's almost cute how little information the beginners have.
Kind of.
You're right. It's mostly just aggravating. I think we need something to de-stress.
Did you mean destroy? Perhaps an interview from,
what about an expert on Lord of the Rings?
Let's play the recording, but I'm trash!
But no!
This is Ashley LeBaron, expert on Lord of the Rings. Thanks for having me today, Amelia. Let's get right into it, shall we? What is the first thing you think about when you hear Lord of the Rings?
I just get happy. I just get happy inside because I'm so passionate about it. So I think of humankind's struggle, the fight of good versus evil, and how good will win out in the end. I think of individuals and the human race collectively, you know, just going against all odds. I think of love, friendship. It's just the best. That's what I think. I think it's the best. So I get all excited when I hear about Lord of the Rings because I want to join in whatever conversation is happening.
It seems like you have pretty strong emotions about this subject.
Yeah, I do.
Would you like to describe these emotions? What are the emotions of watching Lord of the Rings?
I mean, when they're 12 hours long, you better get a lot of emotions. And you do. You really do. Each time I watch Lord of the Rings, there's a new part that jumps out to me and really gets me. So, oh my goodness, I cry. I laugh. It's touching. It's inspiring. It's just fun. There's just some really funny parts. It's sad, but it's mostly just exciting.
Do you think there are any myths about Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, that it's not the best movie ever. That's a myth, because it is. So people who, oh my gosh, when people haven't watched a 12-hour marathon and they think that they can say that it's not the best movie ever.
Okay. Peter Jackson once said, "You're never finished with a film, you run out of time." Do you see that example of the quote in Lord of the Rings?
Wow, I think that's, yes. Because from the book to the movie, I think they did an excellent job of condensing the story into 12 hours. But there's so much that they had to cut out, so many details that, you know. So I think they got all the important ones, all the good stuff, the best stuff. But, yeah, the story's never over, is it? And even, like, when to, you know, when the story starts or when it ends, who's to say, really? You just choose what snippet of time to show.
What do you know about Peter Jackson?
Not much. He is a hero among men. He appears in Lord of the Rings several times as a cameo. That's fun. I just know he has also directed The Hobbit, which sucked. And that's about all I know. He has two children who also were in Lord of the Rings appearing in cameos. But yeah, I don't really know anything about him, but I admire him greatly because I can't imagine someone taking the book and doing something better with it than Lord of the Rings. It was really just amazing what they did.
What do you know about Howard Shores?
Well, so first of all, back to Peter Jackson. Obviously, he directed the movies. Howard Shore wrote the music. I don't know anything about him personally besides that he wrote the music. He writes music. He's written some other amazing scores, too. Like, I think he did Gladiator. The score for Gladiator. Anyway, he's done some really amazing scores, so I just know he's talented and good at taking, like, epic movies and making really good scores of them.
Last question. What do you feel about the humor of Lord of the Rings?
Oh, it's really funny. I think it's, they do a really good job because it's such a kind of, you know, intense, powerful emotions. It could just be a really serious movie and still be good. But they, yeah, it's actually really funny, too. And they do a good job of, like, doing lighthearted moments and then, like, really serious moments. And I think they complement each other really well. So very quotable, very hilarious. Pippin and Merry are your stereotypical jesters that every good story needs. Some, you know, we got to have some comic relief in any seriousness. So
are there any certain parts that you find especially humorous?
I think. I'm thinking of several. Let's see. It's really funny when Merry and Pippin are at Saruman's storehouse, which is only in the extended version. And Gimli and Gandalf and Aragorn and Legolas ride up and see Merry and Pippin. Merry and Pippin at Saruman's storehouse. That's a funny part. When they find Saruman's storehouse is a really funny part. All of Legolas's one-liners aren't supposed to be funny, I don't think, but they are hilarious because they're ridiculous. There's some funny moments with Sam and Frodo, like when Sam is eavesdropping. Gandalf says he's eavesdropping, and Sam says, "I ain't been dropping no eaves, sir, promise." Or when Frodo realizes after they've walked hundreds of miles that Sam has been carrying around the spices needed to cook roast chicken, which they definitely aren't going to be eating in the wilderness. Anyway, little moments like that. Really funny.
Oh, thank you. Any other remarks that you like would like to add?
I feel like in most movies, there's, like, you know, maybe one or two characters in a good movie that will, like, really get you, that you, like, connect with or are inspiring or whatever. But there's literally, like, a dozen in Lord of the Rings. Like, it's hard to pick your favorite character or your favorite moment because there's just so much richness to choose from. So I'll do one example. Let's see. Okay, so I think this is only in the extended, but I'm actually not sure about this one. Could be in the normal one. But when Arwen is going to leave Middle-earth, she's riding on her horse with the rest of her kin through the forest, going on her way to the Grey Havens. And she suddenly has a vision of her future child if she stays on Earth, your Middle Earth, and marries Aragorn. And she sees her child, and the way that they did the filmography, is that a word? The way that they did it, and they did this on purpose, she looks like the Virgin Mary, how like the Virgin Mary is portrayed in like classical art, which is the blue veil coming down around the face, and she just has a very beautiful expression. And so it's almost like trying to connect Arwen and the sacrifice she's going to make for her son that she has, that isn't even alive yet, comparing that to Mary and the sacrifices she made for Jesus. Anyway, so stuff like that, like just really amazing. So that was like one moment where I didn't appreciate it the first however many dozens of times I'd watched them all. But then one day I realized the connection that they were trying to make there. And anyway, just really cool.
Wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Over and out.
So we'll end the interview of Ashley LeBaron, the expert in Lord of the Rings.
I feel rejuvenated. What about you? She even managed to relate ancient paintings of Mary into this. She really proves that Lord of the Rings teaches you how to live life in every way, except maybe the killing part.
So why didn't you choose yourself as the expert instead of what I'll assume was your sister?
Mostly because it would have been a little awkward having an interview with myself.
Oh, humble Amelia.
Thank you.
Okay, let's end this now before Amelia can boast any longer.
I feel inspired to watch Lord of the Rings again.
I feel inspired to be a better person.
Wow, thanks for making this cheesy, Ella.
You're welcome.
This concludes the Epic Dramas podcast of the Episode 1 and 2.
Thanks for joining us.